I want to give the people who are listening to this on the website and were not at the meeting a little introduction to what was going on at this meeting. We have a worship time before the message and prayer or whatever happens. That night, Sunday night, the worship time was tremendously invaded by the Spirit of God, and we were being very powerfully touched by His presence. That was particularly happening with Pastor Ted and Michael. And as the worship ended and as the meeting begins, what you are hearing is the fact that that outpouring of the Holy Spirit is still going on. There are, and it comes with some words and prayer and agreement with the Lord and just a continued outpouring of His Spirit. So I just wanted to give you that perspective, because otherwise as the meeting opens you might be a little hard to relate to. When I spoke to Pastor Ted about this and letting him know we were going to be posting it and all, he kind of chuckled and said, call it the pastor gets zapped. He said that's his theological explanation of it. So bless your hearts as you listen to it.
Have you ever been standing out in a dark place on one of those nights that's just real clear, and you're kind of looking out over? It could be just outside of these doors where the way the property goes down and sweeps out, and there's like, if you're out, like some of you who've been out in the desert, you know, you've been camping and you're out in a place where it's wide open and you're standing there and it's dark but it's clear, and then over the mountaintops a full moon just rises and just it just completely lights up the whole area. And it takes your breath away when the moon is full and round, and you're in a clear, bright place, and rises, and that's what I experienced during that song. It was like the moon rose, and it's like my knees almost gave out, because it was like being bathed in that light, and it was just a very cool and soothing. Not like, you know, there's times when the Lord reveals Himself as the sun, you know, it's very warm and bright and very. This was more just a very cool, flooding light that just lit up the whole area, you know, in a way that you could see the valley sweeping down, you could see the mountains, you know, you couldn't make out the details, but you could see the lay of the land, and you could kind of get that sense, and it just almost floored me. It was just His presence just increased that to that level, the way the moon comes out of a mountain. So I don't know where you guys were during that, but I'll tell you what, there was a breaking through, and that's what the moon does. You know, when it breaks out of the clouds or behind a mountain, there's a breaking through and a lighting up. You know, is what happens, and I felt that during the worship, which was just a whole different level. I feel like for us in worship, and we've had some great times, but this was, maybe it was for me personally, but it was just really amazing. So I'll pray, but I'm still kind of reeling from that, okay? Heavenly Father, I am so in awe of that vision, because I know I'm in awe of You. I'm in awe of Your revealing Yourself in that cool way, in that subtle but bright way, and just so, You so reveal the land, Lord. And that's what I think You're up to, Lord, is breaking through the hardness, breaking through the questions, breaking through the resistance, breaking through the questions that we've had, breaking through maybe some obstacles. And that's what You do, Lord. You lead us into these valleys. We're not sure where we are. We're not even positive how we got there, what trail we took, but we knew that You were leading us, but it was kind of dark. And here we are, in a valley, and there you go, breaking through and showing us where we are in relation to where you are and lighting things up for us. And we're bathed in that light. We don't just see the things that we need to see, but we're bathed in your light, in your presence, and the focus really is on that. And it's like our mind sort of is aware of these things that your light reveals. We're aware of them, but our heart is so consumed with your presence, the fellowship of your presence, that that's where our focus is. And so, Lord, I pray that tonight you would break through in that way in every heart, through every obstacle, through every question, through every bit of turmoil and trouble, through every bondage, through every burden that folks have brought with them, through every question. And for some, Lord, they're standing and waiting. There's a waiting and expectancy for you to break through. And I pray, Lord, that you would take another step closer to us tonight. Another step closer to our hearts. And I'll let our hearts be aware of your presence, Lord, I pray. Let our hearts be aware of your presence, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah.
The Lord is moving as the earth is going on the war. When the glory comes, especially when it fills the temple, you know, they can hardly stand it.
Right.
I can hardly stand it.
Yeah.
And I was just asking the Lord now about what Mike was talking, relating to it, the breakthrough, and different moves of the Spirit. And I just had a sense that what the Lord wants to even do here in this small group is a microcosm of what he wants to do in the church.
Right. I think so, too.
And, you know, we didn't prepare, didn't have any expectation when he was going to fall. And I believe we're going to see more and more in the future, mm-hmm. with the Spirit of God just falling. It's kind of like, you know, the wind, he blows where he wants mm-hmm. to go. And it's kind of like John Weber used to say that riding that wave, if you're a surfer, you're waiting, and then when mm-hmm. it comes, you ride it. And it's just an exciting thing that the Lord wants to do, but how he's going to do it, when he's going to do it, and in what circumstances, I don't know, but he wants to do it mm-hmm. in all the churches.
Yes.
And in all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Get the things out of the way, whatever it is there.
Mm-hmm.
It's glorious tonight.
I agree.
Ted, yeah. Did you come up here? I'm feeling like I sensed that during the worship too, and that song actually I hadn't heard it in years, and it took me to a whole different place.
Yeah.
But would you come up here, please? I want to pray for you. I just sense that, and I feel the same thing. You know, I was having a tough time. I thought I'm going down. I'm hoping I'll take them with me. But I sense that the Lord wants us to pray for you and bless you. But there's, you know, there's that. Remember that prayer time we had? That staff of power. There's an authority connected to the staff of that staff of authority, that there's an empowering that happens. There's an ability to empower. There's an ability to bless. There's an ability mm-hmm. to say, now it's time, and then it happens. And the Lord honoring that, and I feel that that's what your priesthood is what's been being prepared. I mean, you've been doing this a long time, I know, but what I'm saying is I think it's there's a newness in that priesthood and in being someone who can say bless and the Lord blesses, mm-hmm. and saying that and doing that in the church and doing that with individuals, but doing that and having that come forth. And I just sense the Lord's not finished right now. We need to pray for you because there's still something moving. Just the Lord's still moving before we even go into a teaching. So do you mind?
No.
Would you guys reach out towards him? In fact, you know what? Anyone of you that feel led to, please lay hands on him. Let no man be kept back from laying hands on Ted.
Mm-hmm. Or woman.
Or person.
Oh, good.
Heavenly Father, we all sense
the authority of your presence in this room tonight. There's, Lord, you come with a sweetness and you come with your glory. Mm-hmm. And Lord, you come to heal us and you come to comfort us. But sometimes you come in a way that has, you bring your authority and your and the weight of your authority, Lord. And under that, we cannot stand, Lord. The glory and the weight of your glory. And Lord, I pray right now that you would take the coals of your glory and your authority and the power that you are bringing, and that you would lay them right now in Ted, Lord. Mm-hmm. That you would pour down upon him, Lord Jesus, mm-hmm. and just empower him mm-hmm. and fill him so full of the hot coals from the fire of your altar, Lord Jesus, that when he lifts his standard, Lord, when he lifts it up, Lord Jesus, that all men would throw themselves at it, Lord. They would see you lifted high, yes, Lord Jesus, that he would lift his staff and the waters would part, Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. I pray, Lord Jesus, that when he says bless, Lord, that you would pour out blessings, Lord mm-hmm. God. And I sense a new authority, Father God. Hallelujah. I sense a new leadership, a new anointing, Hallelujah. A new girding about, and a new strengthening, mm-hmm. and a new discernment and understanding that is going to be greater yes, than Lord. Ever before. Yes, Lord. That's going to be newer, and it's going to be different, and it's going to be stronger, and it's going to be more powerful. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be an awareness of your presence mm-hmm. beyond what he has experienced before. There is going to be an empowerment, and there's also going to be a release of power that's going to happen when he prays for people, a release of power when he speaks yes. into the church, mm-hmm. and there are going to be manifestations of your power, yes, Lord Jesus, that are going to yes, flow Lord. Out of him.
Yes.
And into those who yes, he Lord. Is lifting up and praying for and bringing along.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
let there be a mentoring empowerment, Lord. Mm-hmm. And let him be yes. like Elijah, who was able to grab Elisha, Lord, and empower him yes, and mantle him and bring him forward. Let that be done through his ministry. Let that be done in the church and let that be done with everyone that's around him, Lord God. Let him feel it like the oil flowing over him, Lord
mm-hmm.
God. Let it be a very, very deep and powerful experience for you.
Yes,
pray,
Lord.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You,
Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Lord. More, Lord.
Yes.
Yes. Pour
yes.
out, God.
Pour
thank you, Lord.
Pour out.
Stir him deeply,
pour
Lord
out.
Jesus.
Pour out.
Show him himself, Lord.
Lord.
Show him who he is, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
oh.
Mm.
Yes, Lord.
Oh.
The priesthood, Father God.
Oh, God.
The priesthood of Aaron, Lord Jesus.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Flowing
yes,
upon
Jesus.
Him, Lord.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank
hallelujah.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Father.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let it run in rivers from his feet out into the body, Lord Jesus. Let it run in rivers, Lord God. Lord, let the cup so overflow right now, Lord Jesus, that it runs out in rivers from Ted, wherever he goes, whatever he does, whatever he says, wherever he speaks, whatever body he addresses, whether it's Emmanuel or any other body, let it flow like a river of oil out from him, Lord Jesus, as he wears the garment of priesthood that you have given him, Lord Jesus.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Oh,
Jesus.
Praise
you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Lord. Lord, that is the word you sent long ago, and
yes.
you have been putting all the pieces together,
yes,
and you
Lord
still
Jesus.
Are, and he will overflow with them,
yes,
just as he
Lord
has
Jesus.
Always longed to do, Lord. He will overflow
yes, Lord.
With your grace and your glory and your empowering
yes,
and your touch upon
yes,
lives
Lord.
And all of the manifestations of the kingdom
yes.
that he has longed for, Lord.
Yes.
That is what you've called
yes.
him to. That is what you've called him to.
Yes,
and nothing short of that.
Yes,
nothing
Lord.
Short of that.
Yes, Lord.
For such a time as this,
yes,
he has prepared this vessel.
Hallelujah.
And he has broken before you
yes, Lord.
And let himself run almost dry
yes,
at times, Lord God,
mm-hmm.
and seen as himself as that cracked clay vessel in
yes.
pieces. And Lord, you have taken that vessel
mm-hmm.
and you have so filled it up with oil, Lord, that it's flowing out of every place, Lord, that he has seen
mm-hmm.
brokenness. That is a place of oil flooding out
yes,
of him,
Lord
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And let him identify gifts in people, Lord Jesus. Let him see them. Let him identify them and let him name them. Let him call them for what they are. And Lord, with the laying on of hands and with a word of prayer and praise and ministry, Lord, let those gifts be made manifest in that body, Lord. And I pray, Father, that you would give him that discernment, that he would see all of those resident giftings and he would have the word in season, Lord, to cut through and to release the giftings, Lord Jesus, in the body. So that that army could be equipped to go forth in the way that he believes, sees, and has the vision for it to happen, Lord God. And let it be accompanied by signs and wonders, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Ted, I had a picture of when we were singing. It came back to me now. That being in his embrace, and I see you in the Lord Jesus' embrace, and he's pulling you to himself. And he's taking your head and laying it upon his chest, close to his heart. And he's embracing you. And then as he releases that embrace, he says, now you've heard my heart. Now you're taking my heart with you. Now you're taking my love with you in a new way. And I want you to release it. I want you to release it. Even as I've given it to you now.
Tom Shelp, the Lord has a word for you too. And that is that the glory of the latter house will be greater than the former. You think things are waning? Starting to dim, and as you go forward, there's going to be a spark and a brightness and a glory and a moving in the Spirit that's going to be great. And you are going to see it. You're going to be a witness to it. You're going to be in it, doing it. The middle of it.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Bless you. Bless you.
Praise God. Hot stuff. Burning up.
Oh, turn the heater off.
I told you I turned it off.
Yeah, that's true.
I felt like I was looking at Superman, like a supernatural man.
It's all here, you just don't see it.
It has nothing to do with that. I saw your spirit man. He was amazing.
Receive that, Ted, because that's not always the way you see yourself, and that is a word from the Lord. That's you.
Praise God.
Yeah, that's going to get scary.
My thoughts, exactly.
There is a bringing into things happen. But what I sense is like, what I see is I see you wearing a long gown. It's very beautiful, very ornate. And it's like you've been off to the side of it watching like this, all these events in this pageantry. And you're involved at a lot of levels, but there's a part of you that's been dressed in this gown watching. And the Lord is going to take that person and bring you into the fullness of where that person needs to be. It's like the recognition of royalty. It's like bringing royalty into... There's a sense of honoring and of empowering and of authority in that, of a spiritual nature that's not been fully engaged, that's going to be brought in. Because you're going to be standing with Ted. He's going to be exercising all his authority. You're not going to be sitting on the sideline watching. You are going to be brought alongside, and you're going to manifest spiritual things, and you're going to be part of that. You're going to bring what you bring. And that's the most important thing, is that it's going to be part of you that is Judy. It's not Ted, it's not anybody else. It's the Judy part that God has made to for this time. And that He's bringing you into. And there's a stepping into that's going to be happening. So it's not an unbalanced Ted's going to go into the stratosphere and you're going to watch. Ted's going to go into the stratosphere, but you're going to go into the stratosphere too.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
All right.
I think that's it.
That's the Lord.
He'll let you know.
It's all right. There's more, Mike.
Time.
Thank you, Jesus.